Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and Tirim Mezeches Nedarim Daf Samach Hey, the ninth parak Rabbi Eliezer. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. It was taught in a brisa. Hamudr hanam mechabero ein matirnu el bafanav. One who's mudr hanam from his friend, we only release him from it in front of the other person. The Ran explains that this is either to shame him, to discourage him from annulling the neder made for his friend's benefit, or so the subject of the neder does not incorrectly suspect the vower from violating his neder when he sees him benefiting from him. The source for this halacha is from Akush Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Midian to annul the oath he had made not to leave. In the process of demonstrating that Moshe Rabbeinu had made an oath, the Gemara presents the story of Zedekiah's oath to Nebuchadnezzar. Zedekiah once discovered Nebuchadnezzar eating a live hare, and Nebuchadnezzar demanded Zedekiah swear not to publicize the matter. Zedekiah subsequently suffered greatly from his inability to publicize it, and he sought and received a heter from Sanhedrin, and the Ran discusses the rationale for the heter. After Zedekiah publicized the matter and Nebuchadnezzar was disgraced for it, he summoned Zedekiah and the Sanhedrin and confronted them for permitting the oath, which they conceded was required to be done in Nebuchadnezzar's presence. He commanded that they sit on the ground in dishonor. Pointing to the next mission states, Rabbi Meir says, Yesh dvarim she'en kenolad ve'en kenolad. There are events that are like nolad but are not considered nolad, and the neder is automatically void. The Chachamim disagree. An example of this, Amar konim she'ani no says poni she'avi ara. One said, Konam my marrying ponies because her father is wicked. Amru lo meis o sha'asa tshuva. And they told him that he died or that he repented. Remer considers the neder void automatically. The Gemara asks why the father's dying is not standard noad. Rav Huna explained, Nasi katola nidra bedavar. It's considered that he made the neder dependent on this fact. The Ran explains that since he intimated that his reason for vowing was the father's wickedness, it's as if he limited the neder for the duration of the father's wickedness, and it ends when he dies or does teshuva. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kvar meis ukvar asa teshuva kamrile. The Mishnah means that they told him that the father had already died or repented before his neder was ever made, and it is void as a neder made under a mistaken premise. And point number three, the Mishnah states, Posting adam b'ksuvas ishto. One can open a neder for a person based on his having to pay his wife's ksuba. This is illustrated by an incident in which a man vowed against benefiting from his wife, requiring him to divorce her. Rabbi Akiva required him to pay her ksuba of 400 dinarim, whereupon the man said he only had 400 dinarim, so would it not be sufficient if they split them evenly? Rabbi Akiva declared, Afil atamocher sa roshcha atanosin laksuba sa. Even if you have to sell the hair on your head, you must pay her ksuba. The man responded that had he known this, he would never have made the neder, and Rabbi Akiva annulled it. The Gemara wonders if our Mishnah assumes that metaltein, movable items such as dinarim, are obligated to the debt of a ksuba, which is the subject of a malchokas anayim. It answers that the story may be where he had property valued at 400 dinarim. The Gemara objects further that Rabbi Akiva told him he'd have to sell his own hair to pay a ksuba, and hair is a movable item, and the Rosh explains this to refer to hair ready to be cut. It clarifies that Rabbi Akiva meant that even if he would have to sell his hair to buy food to eat, he would still be obligated to pay a ksuba. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, is taught in a brisa. Hamudr hanam mechaveru ein matirnu el bafanav. One who is mudr hanam from his friend, we only release him from it in front of the other person. The Ran explains that this is either to shame him, to discourage him from annulling the neder made for his friend's benefit, or so the subject of the neder does not incorrectly suspect the vower from violating his neder when he sees him benefiting from him. The source for this halacha is from Akush Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Midian to annul the oath he had made not to leave. In the process of demonstrating that Moshe Rabbeinu had made an oath, the Gemara presents the story of Zedekiah's oath to Nebuchadnezzar. Zedekiah once discovered Nebuchadnezzar eating a live hare, and Nebuchadnezzar demanded Zedekiah swear not to publicize the matter. Zedekiah subsequently suffered greatly from his inability to publicize it, and he sought and received a heter from Sanhedrin, and the Ran discusses the rationale for the heter. After Zedekiah publicized the matter and Nebuchadnezzar was disgraced for it, he summoned Zedekiah and the Sanhedrin and confronted them for permitting the oath, which they conceded was required to be done in Nebuchadnezzar's presence. He commanded that they sit on the ground in dishonor. Pointing to the next mission states, Rabbi Meir says, Yesh dvarim she'en kenolad ve'en kenolad. There are events that are like nolad but are not considered nolad, and the neder is automatically void. The Chachamim disagree. An example of this, Amar konim she'ani no says poni she'avi ara. One said, Konam my marrying ponies because her father is wicked. Amru lo meis o sha'asa tshuva. And they told him that he died or that he repented. Remer considers the neder void automatically. The Gemara asks why the father's dying is not standard noad. Rav Huna explained, Nasi katola nidra bedavar. It's considered that he made the neder dependent on this fact. The Ran explains that since he intimated that his reason for vowing was the father's wickedness, it's as if he limited the neder for the duration of the father's wickedness, and it ends when he dies or does teshuva. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kvar mesu kvar asa tshuva kamrile. The Mishnah means that they told him that the father had already died or repented before his neder was ever made, and it is void as a neder made under a mistaken premise. And point number 3, the Mishnah states, Posting adam b'ksuvas ishto. One can open a neder for a person based on his having to pay his wife's ksuba. This is illustrated by an incident in which a man vowed against benefiting from his wife, requiring him to divorce her. Rabbi Akiva required him to pay her ksuba of 400 dinarim, whereupon the man said he only had 400 dinarim, so would it not be sufficient if they split them evenly? Rabbi Akiva declared, Afil atamocher sa roshcha atanosin l'ksuba sa, even if you have to sell the hair on your head, you must pay her ksuba. The man responded that had he known this, he would never have made the neder, and Rabbi Akiva annulled it. The Gemara wonders if our Mishnah assumes that metaltim, movable items such as dinarim, are obligated to the debt of a ksuba, which is the subject of a malchokas anayim. It answers that the story may be where he had property valued at 400 dinarim. But the Gemara objects further that Rabbi Akiva told him he'd have to sell his own hair to pay a ksuba, and hair is a movable item, and the Rosh explains this to refer to hair ready to be cut. It clarifies that Rabbi Akiva meant that even if he would have to sell his hair to buy food to eat, he would still be obligated to pay a ksuba. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Hey, and this one was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested Samach Hey is a seh, a sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Siman. So here goes. This shepherd, who was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, took a netter not to marry the wicked king's daughter, but then found out that the king had already choked and died, and then had his netter from benefiting from her annulled when he realized how much it would cost to pay her a ksuba. Once again, in slow motion. The shepherd, that must be more in Daf Samach Hey. The shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Hamudur Hanam Mechavero in Matinuo El Bafanov. One who is Mudur Hanam from his friend, we only release him from it in front of the other person. The Ran explains that this is either to shame him, to discourage him from annulling the netter made for his friend's benefit, or so the subject in the netter does not incorrectly suspect the vower from violating his netter when he sees him benefiting from him. The source for this halach is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Benu to go to Minyan to annul the oath he had made not to leave. In the process of demonstrating that Moshe had made an oath, the Gemara presents the story of Sitkiyahu's oath to Nebuchadnezzar when Sitkiyahu once discovered Nebuchadnezzar eating a live hare. So the shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, took a netter not to marry the wicked king's daughter, but then found out that the king had already choked and died. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Remer says, Yesh dvarim she'en k'noad ve'en k'noad. There are events that are like noad but are not considered noad, and the netter is automatically void. The Chachamim disagree. An example of this is, Amar konim she'ani noses ponis she'avia ra. One said, Konim, am I marrying ponies because her father is wicked? And they told him that he died or had done tshuva, and Remer considers the netter void automatically. So the shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, took a netter not to marry the wicked king's daughter, but then found out that the king had already choked and died, and then had his netter from benefiting from her annulled when he realized how much it would cost to pay her ksuba. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Posting adam b'ksubas ishto. We can open a netter for a person based on his having to pay his wife's ksuba. This is illustrated by an incident in which a man vowed against benefiting from his wife, requiring him to divorce her. When Rabbi Akiva required him to pay her ksuba of 400 dinarim, the man said, had he known this, he would never have made the netter, and Rabbi Akiva annulled it. So once again, the shepherd who was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, took a netter not to marry the wicked king's daughter, but then found out that the king had already choked and died, and then had his netter from benefiting from her annulled when he realized how much it would cost to pay her ksuba. All right, so now it's time for four blot back Hazara. Daf Samach Aleph. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Aleph is a saw, and we use a magician sawing someone in half. So here goes. The magician, that must mean we're Daf Samach Aleph, sawing a person in half. The magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Amr Yain Shani Tom Yovel Mai. If one said, wine is konum from my tasting for a Yovel cycle, what is the halacha? Whether the Yovel year is the final year of the completed Yovel cycle and thus included in his netter, or the first year of the next cycle and not included in his netter. This is based on a machlokas if the 50th year is only counted as the 50th year but does not additionally function as the first year of the next cycle, or does function as the first year of the next cycle. So the magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with four daughters from two wives in half. And three of the daughters came up on stage, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Samach Amar Av taught that one who makes a neder ad pnei ha-pesach until before Pesach Rav Meir says he's forbidden until the beginning of Pesach, and Rav Yossi holds he's forbidden until the end of Pesach. The Gemara understands that Rav Meir holds, l'mayo nafshi l'sveika. A person does not place himself in an uncertain position, meaning that when using an ambiguous phrase such as until before Pesach, which can be understood as the beginning or end, he only included what is clearly included in the term. And Rav Yossi holds a person would include all possible meanings, even until the end of Pesach. The Gemara points out that they both contradict their positions in a Mishnah and Kedushin, where one who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declared that he married off his elder daughter to someone, but didn't clarify which elder daughter he meant, doesn't mean all three older daughters in relation to the youngest one, or only the oldest daughter. So the magician who made the wine that was coming from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with four daughters from two wives in half, and three of the daughters came up on stage and got booked immediately for an upcoming Pesach retreat, since his neder not to perform magic again was only until Pesach, which is Zman Kavua, which reminds the Gemara teaches the rule is Kol Shezman Kavua Va'Amar Ad Sheyagia Aser Ad Sheyagia. Any event whose duration is set, such as the 7 days of Pesach, and he said until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. Amar Ad Sheyehei Aser Ad Sheyetze. But if he said until it is, he's forbidden until it concludes. But Kol Shezman Zman Kavua, in any event whose duration is not set, such as the harvest, whether he said until it arrives or until it is, he's only forbidden until it arrives. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The learned submarine captain. Submarine captain. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. The learned submarine captain who was suspected of stealing figs and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, woes to the learned captain that this one is killing him, which reminds us. The Gemara records several incidents of Tanaim utilizing the permit that after the trimming knives for harvesting figs are folded for storage, the figs are hefker and permitted to be taken and are also butted for miser. When Rabbi Tarfon did so, someone discovered him and put him in a sack and carried him to a river to throw him in. Rabbi Tarfon cried out, woes Tarfon that this one is killing him. The man realized who he was and fled, and the Gemara relates that Rabbi Tarfon was pained by this incident for the rest of his life, saying, woe is me, for I used the crown of Torah for my benefit. So the learned submarine captain who was suspected of stealing figs and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, woe is to the learned captain that this one is killing him, pledged to learn only out of love and not to be called Rabbi Captain, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice when the Torah states, L'havas Hashem Elkech L'shmo B'kolo U'davkabo, to love Hashem your God, to listen to his voice and cleave to him. It teaches that a person should not say, Ekra Shikruni Chacham, I will learn Torah, so they will call me a Chacham. Eshna Shikruni Rebbe, I will learn Mishnah, so they'll call me a Rabbi. Eshna She'eh Zaken, Vesha B'yeshiva, I'll learn Gemara, so I will be considered an elder. And sit in the yeshiva, El Lamed Ma'ava, V'sofa Kavod Lavo. Rather, learn out of love, and the honor will eventually come. So the learned submarine captain, who was suspected of stealing figs, and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, woe is to the learned captain, that this one is killing him, pledged to learn only out of love, and not to be called Rabbi Captain, and published a sefer called The Four Statements Allowed for Talmid Chachamim to claim privileges. Which reminds us, Rava made four statements allowing Talmid Chachamim to claim certain privileges. For example, it's permitted for man to inform others of his status as a Talmid Chacham in a place where they do not know him. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their Segway race. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their Segway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, which reminds the Gemara discusses one who vows Adar Geshamim until the rains and brings a three-way machlokes about the three normal dates of rainfall. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their Segway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, which reminds the Gemara discusses which Adar is referred to when one says Adar without specifying. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their Segway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, started to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, and told the kid with the garlic breath to take a netter from garlic until it was Shabbos, which meant he could have some Shabbos night. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi taught the one who vowed against garlic until it is Shabbos, even though a netter of Ad Sheyehei means until the end of Shabbos in this case, the garlic is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos when it has instituted that men should eat garlic. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simur Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. This secret agent, that must mean we're Daf Samach Dalet, Sod. The secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, which reminds us, the ninth perek begins with a machlokes about two types of openings to a null neder. Rabbi Elazar said, posting l'adam b'chvod avi v'imo, we open for a person with the honor of his father and mother, meaning we ask him if he would have made a neder had he known people would disgrace his father because of his treating Nedarim lightly. The Chachamim do not allow such an opening to be used. So the secret agent whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly and was told that this was not a valid Pesach because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor and people stopped consulting Chachamim for a heter, which reminds us in the Mishnah Rabbi Tzadok stated that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if a father's honor can be used as a Pesach, we should also be able to open a neder b'kvod hamakom with the honor of Hashem because vowing is a dishonor to Hashem. The Rabban responded to him, Im ken ein nadarim. If so, there are no nadarim. The Gemara seeks to explain this phrase. Rava interpreted the phrase, Im ken ein nadarim nishan l'chacham. If so, nadarim will not be asked to a chacham for a heter. If dishonor to Hashem can be used as a pesach, people will use it themselves without consulting a chacham, which is invalid. So the secret agent whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly and was told that this was not a valid Pesach because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor and people stopped consulting Chachamim for a heter was thrilled to hear that another agent who was out to kill him became poor and was like dead, giving him a Pesach that was not Nolad, which reminds us. The Gemara asks for the source of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion to allow Pesach of Nolad, an unexpected development. Rav Chisla quotes the pasuk where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to return to Mitzrayim, despite his having made an oath to Yisrael that he would not leave, because Kimesukla Anashim, the people seeking your life, have died. Since their dying is an unexpected development, we see that Nolad is valid as a Pesach. The Rabban responded that in fact they did not die, for we find Dasan of Aviram challenging Moshe several times afterwards. Rather, they became impoverished and thus lost their influence to be able to threaten Moshe, and this is not Noah because it's a relatively common occurrence. They're described as having died because it's one of the four situations that a Breitzer describes as equivalent to death, Anani, a Metzora, a blind person, and someone without children. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely when the Rava said that if dishonored to Kadosh Baruch Hu can be used as a Pesach, people will use it themselves without consulting a Chacham, which is invalid, that's on Daf. Samech Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which definitely when that person should not learn in order that he should be called Rebbe, that's on Daf. Samech Beis. Good. Number 3. Which definitely we have the incident of Sitkiyahu seeing Nebuchadnezzar eat a live hare and being made to make a neder to not reveal it, that's on Daf. Samachay. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that any event that has a zman kavua, like Pesach, and one said, until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. That's on Daf. Samachov. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that we can make a Pesach for a neder for a person based on his having to pay his wife's ksuba? That's on Daf. Samachay. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that Dasan and Aviram were considered dead because they became impoverished? That's on Daf. Good. Number 7. Which something about four statements Talmud Chachamim can make to claim certain privileges? That's on Daf. Samech Beis. Good. Number 8. Which something about the man who took a neder not to marry the daughter of a Rush, and it turns out that Rush had died, or he did Teshuvah? That's on Daf. Samech Hei. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss one who vows Adag Shamim and a three-way Malchokas about the three normal dates of rainfall? That's on Daf. Samech Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have machlokes if one can use a Pesach for his nether based on the covet of his father and mother? That's on Daf. Samech Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.